All right, all right. Rat Pack Sports Show. We are back in the building. We are here live, Rat Pack Radio, WRPR. And we are in the building. And we got Mr. William Graves on the line with us now, talking a little bit of, you know, college sports and what it meant for a lot of these schools to have, you know, their fans back in the stands. And I think we both agree that you know, it's a big deal for a lot of these schools. And at the end of the day, you got to do what you got to do for these schools. So he had to step out for a little bit. I don't know if he's back, but he is still on the line. So whenever he get back, you will hear his voice, and he will just come in like a butterfly that just, you know, been released. Yeah, so that was it on college. We'll jump back and forth. Going to a little bit of MLB. And right now, top of the sixth, Rays are tied with the Red Sox 0-0. So they've pretty much dominated the Yankees and the Red Sox. I think they said this year the Rays record against all those teams is like 78 and like 33 or something like that. Just insane numbers from a very good baseball team, and a baseball team that I think many people was going to be picking to make a deep run into the playoffs.
I'm back. What did I miss?
You didn't miss nothing, man. We just went to a commercial break real quick, and then we just got back from the break, and I was just explaining to the listeners the difference between good and great. But that's it. Ray just scored. So as we was talking, does that say bottom of the eighth? Yeah, bottom of the eighth. Ray's just put a run on the board, and they have a man in scoring position as well. So
nice. Very nice.
So it's 1-0, bottom of the eighth. Rays are up, and let's keep it that way so we can bring another win home, man, on our quest to 100 wins. I'm not sure if the Rays ever had 100 wins in the franchise history. We came close
Sir, they had 97 wins. I'm pretty sure it was 97 wins. It was like 90-something wins, and it was like Kevin Cash's like first or second year there.
Yeah. Yep. So, Rays, obviously, you know, trying to take care of business there. And,
but, Debo, let me ask you something. Wouldn't it be something if the Rays won the World Series this year on the heels of the Lightning winning another Stanley Cup?
Hmm.
Tunneltown, baby. Tunneltown.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's definitely be nice for them to finish deal and then have all three professional sports teams winning championships, which is always a good thing. So
Debo, got a wrestling question for you.
Say that again.
I got a wrestling question for you.
Go ahead.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on these roster moves that the AEW is making?
All right, so my man, William. Daniel Bryan. Hey, he's in the ring for.
Yeah.
I didn't know he came over. Yes. Ain't that the dude that be like, yes. Ain't that's him, right?
Yes. That is him.
Huh.
They got Daniel. They got CM Punk. They got Daniel Bryan. They got Adam Cole, and there is a rumor that they might be getting Bray Wyatt.
You know what? I thought I need. I think I just saw Bray. No, I didn't see Wyatt. I thought I saw somebody that was. So. Make him tap. Oh. Jeez, it's a whole bunch of them. Oh, we got a battle royale in the ring. So Bray Wyatt, what's his name?
Who?
The yes dude.
Daniel Bryan. Bryan Danielson is his real name.
What was that? All right, so see, I might, come on, Red Sox just gave the, Ray just gave the lead right back up. So now it's 2-1, bottom of the eighth. Okay. All right, then we lose William. So we'll get William Graves back on the line here. And I'm pretty sure he's going to call back. All right, we got him back on the line, William Graves.
Yeah. Sorry, hit a dead spot.
Oh, you driving again, bro? You're always driving, man.
What's that?
I said, are you driving again?
Yeah.
Always driving. All right, so. Yeah, but the Rays definitely, one of the best teams in the majors. They have top three record in all of baseball. Best record in the American League. They're literally running away with the AL East. They're about 8.5 games up on the next closest team, which is the Yankees. They're good. I can't sit here and talk about what I wish they would do because they're doing it. So now they're operating like a team, like a winning team, and we'll see from that standpoint. But yeah. All right, so William, take the reins for a few for a few minutes. I gotta take a restroom break.
Oh, so, okay. Yeah, no problem.
I will be back.
All right, well, listener. All right. Well, listeners, as you guys know, we're getting ready to kick off the NFL season and everything. Bucks and Cowboys tomorrow night, and you know, and the reason I want to bring this up is because there is something that kind of disturbs me about the expectations of the game. And the one that, and what I keep hearing is that Tampa should just go in and completely demolish the Dallas Cowboys. And I me being a Bucks fan, you know, always hope that it happens. But with that, you know, Dallas has a pretty good team. Now, will that team actually, what team will actually show up tomorrow? There's literally no telling. But the one thing that I need to point out to the listeners that are Bucks fans. Guys, look, I know that we're all hoping that Tampa goes 17-0, but we got to be realistic. And, you know, and I am hoping for a win tomorrow. I'm always hoping for a win. But, and I think we will win, but I just don't think it's going to be a walkover, like what everybody thinks. You know, a couple of other things I want to touch on is, I'm just going off the top of my head at the moment. The next thing I want to discuss is, you know, the roster moves for the AEW. Listeners, everybody knows Daniel Bryan. Everybody knows CM Punk. And the thing is that everybody got their first look at them in the WWE. But the thing is that before they were WWE, they were independent wrestlers. They were in the indies, and they were good. They were so good. I really do think that what the AEW is trying to do is they're trying to create a prime destination for indie wrestlers to come and go to without being tinkered with and all that. You know, just a AEW is going to be a large platform and a large destination for indie wrestlers to go to. I, for one, I think the WWE thinks they're in a lot of trouble. Another thing that has kind of been on my mind is college football. And, you know, as the cold weather comes through and everything and all that, I'm just wondering exactly how much this is going to affect, some of the players that maybe have have not exactly played in over a year and all that. You know, playing in cold weather and everything, definitely a different feel, different vibe, and all that. You know, I understand the players that did set out last season and everything, but with this cold weather, and from what I'm hearing in the northern states, it's supposed to be record lows this year. Kind of interested to see exactly how some of these players take that and everything. I mean, because, you know, when you're sitting at home and, you know, and you're inside your house, you get to control the temperature. And I'm just really curious to see exactly how some of these players are going to handle this weather later on in the season, especially in the northern states, like the Minnesotas, the North Dakotas, the Michigans, et cetera, et cetera. Just going to be a really interesting, just really interesting to see what is going on. The next thing that I want to touch on, and I would just like to get your guys' opinions on this. How do you guys feel about certain teams requiring the proof of vaccinations and everything to get into a game? Hit us up on the Rat Pack Sports page. You know, just kind of drop a line. Tell us how you feel. Because I'm a little torn, because, I mean, I believe every business has a right to do what they feel is right for their patrons and for their employees and everything. But I'm just kind of curious where the line is drawn for businesses and this new way of life after last year. So, you know, listeners, drop your feet and, you know, just let me know how you guys feel. I'm actually really interested to say this. Yes, I know I am scattered tonight, and that's probably being tired and me really not having anything right in front of me to discuss, just going off the top of my head. But, the thing is that's why I love this show. This is why I love contributing to it, because, folks, we don't have scripts. I guess you could call them talking points, but not really. I mean, we just kind of go with the flow. And, that's why I really think that this is one of the greatest sports talk shows on the radio in cyberspace today. And yes, I would put our show up against anybody on that four letter network, anybody from any other sports network. I would put our show side by side with theirs. I would go toe to toe with any sports network. And the thing is that, you know, like we said time and time again, we don't have the quote-unquote insiders and all that. I mean, we just talk about what's in front of us. And, you know, and I can't tell you how many times we've talked about something on the show, and we've said something on the show, and then two or three days later, ESPN or Fox Sports or somebody will say the exact same thing. Case in point, we were talking about something with something to do with I believe it was the Washington football team. And Sean Naylor had made a comment. And right after that comment was made, 3 days later, somebody on ESPN, I believe, made the exact same comment. And, you know, and I don't know if any of those people listen to our show. Probably not. I mean, be a nice thought, but, you know, I just find it weird because we literally talked about stuff, and then a couple of days later, you know, they're talking about it again, and or they're talking about it. So, you know, again, guys, I have a ball doing this. Yes, I know I probably irritate most of you listeners out there, and for that, I'm sorry. I'm just me, you know. And another thing, I'm really curious what you guys think about me and my contributions to the Rat Pack Sports. And, you know, anytime that you guys want to voice your guys' opinion, I'm all ears. I really am. But, you know, listeners, we cannot thank you guys enough for being out there, for supporting us. I mean, you know, the platforms that we're on now, it's just really mind-blowing. And, you know, and I mean, you know, Derek started all this. You know, I mean, he started all this, you know, and now it's turned into something that, you know, I'm not saying it's huge, but it's pretty big. So, you know, I give Derek Jones a lot of props for what he's done. The contributors, Nicholas Lane, Sean Naylor. Guys, look, I tell you guys this all the time. Yes, me and Sean Naylor, we talk a lot of crap. But tell you what, if you guys want to know anything about fantasy football, regular football, just sit down and talk to the guy for 5 minutes. And he has more knowledge in his pinky than what a lot of these NFL professionals do. Nicholas Lane, I will put him up against any NBA insider, point and blank. Nicholas Lane is lit. Look, every time I talk to him about basketball, I'm left in either amazement or just in all awe as to his knowledge. I mean, you know, guys, we put together a pretty good little crew here. And, you know, I mean, who knows? Maybe one day we'll hit the big time. But you know what? For now, we enjoy what we do. It's just listeners. It is a pleasure. It is an honor to be able to do this with some great people. I cannot tell you the countless people that I have met just doing the show. Derek, Nicholas, Sean, Left Hill correspondent, Carlton Cook, the queen of the Rat Pack, Tara Gilpin, Chesta, I mean, just all around great people. And, you know, and I'm very fortunate to actually get to know them, actually get to interact with them, and, you know, and actually talk to them. You know, I am very humbled by their knowledge and what I learned from them. I cannot tell you how much just in fantasy football I learned from Sean Naylor. I can't tell you how much I have learned about the NBA and certain basketball players from Nicholas Lane. You know, there's a lot of stuff outside of sports that I learned from and I've had my eyes open to from Derek. You know, we look, guys, this is a sports radio. This is a sports radio show, but I tell you what, we talk about all sorts of things in the chat group, and you know, and it's refreshing that you can have a difference of opinion with these guys, with these people, and they don't look down on you. It's just something completely. It's refreshing to see, you know, some people still holding that old saying that, you know, we can disagree, but we can be friends. And yeah, like I said, I'm very honored, very humbled to be a part of the Rat Pack Sports Group.
Man. Appreciate that, man. Listen, William, you know, since you came on with the Rat Pack, man, you've been a big addition to the show, especially for me, because it gives me the ability to conversate with somebody and have like a co-pilot almost, you know what I'm saying? So your contribution is huge to the show, and don't never think that for one second is not everybody associated with the Rat Pack has been humongous. Even some of those that, you know, like left field correspondent, Chester, you know, Tara. Those are the original pioneers of the Rat Pack Sports Show. You know, they're not on so much now, but you know, in the beginning, you know, they were humongous, you know, contributors and still are. I mean, we hear from Carlton Cook in the chat groups. You know, he's been through a lot over the last few years, and it's come a very long way. So,
yeah.
A lot of people don't know, and we're not gonna expunge, you know, what's going on with left field, but he's doing great. We'll let him discuss it when he decides he's ready to, you know, come back on the air, and that's the way he wanted it. So, but he's doing great.
Yep.
He was dealing with some stuff personally, and you know, he's bounced back 2,000%.
Yes, he has.
And
do pack his bags for a vacation to Seattle, Washington.
Really, really, we're never gonna let him. I don't even know if the dude even went back down there to get his stuff. Like, so he never even told us if he went back down. He might be still paying on an apartment down in Miami with his stuff in it. I have no idea. I mean,
man, all I know is that till the day I die, I am going to remember that chat that we had when he posted.
Yeah.
When he posted a picture of him on the airplane.
Yeah.
And we were like, man, wait, where are you going?
Yep.
He goes, I'm just going on a vacation to Seattle. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
A month later, hey man, so how was your trip to Seattle? Oh well, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Wait, you still there?
Yeah, still there.
I was like, man.
Yeah, he's still there. I mean, he's pretty much moved. I mean, he's, you know, got his driver's license over where he's at, and he's settled in. Like,
yeah,
he's not coming back to Florida.
He might come back for a visit.
I'm just waiting to see.
But that's about it.
I'm just waiting to see because he's never told us if he ever came and got his stuff. So we don't know. We're going to find out for everybody because now thinking about it, that's something that we need to confirm because dude literally left. Well, he took like 2 weeks worth of clothing. That's it. That's all he took.
Yep.
And he never returned. So we don't know. I don't know. He just bought a new wardrobe while he was there. And you know, we was in the group chat one night with him and his you know, at the time his friend that he was going up there to see. And she's a, you know, lovely person. And I can see why he enjoyed up there so much. But, yeah, his stuff is still down. I believe his stuff is still down there. I'll make a bet right now, $5, that he never went and got his stuff. $5.
No, man, I don't say $5. Fuck
of that. $5, man, I'm telling you.
Nah, I don't take such a breath like that, man.
Hey, I'm okay with losing $5. If I lose that one now, I'll be okay with that one. But ladies and gentlemen, on the line with us right now, we have Rat Pack Sports Show, NBA Insider, Nicholas Lane, a.k.a. Nicky Buckets. Nicky Buckets is the nickname Left Foot Correspondent gave Nicholas Lane. So, in honor of Left Field Correspondent, we got Nicky Buckets on the line with us. What's going on, brother?
Nicky!
Good evening, boys. It's been a couple of weeks, but I don't have softball for another a little over an hour, and we just got back from being up north and where Left Field Correspondent now is. I didn't see him on this trip, but I was up in his region for actually a fantasy football draft last night that the commissioner requested my girlfriend and I to be there live and in person for the draft. So we were, that's where, coming back from that, and I'm driving a softball.
Cool, man.
Man,
one of these days or one of these months or years, there's going to have to be a Rat Pack road trip done. And I know we've talked about it before. We're going to plan it for the NFL draft in Vegas last.
Oh, and I.
Yeah, was it this past year? Didn't they push it back?
No.
What was
it
next year?
It was 2020, and they moved it to 2022.
Okay, so it'll be next year
for the draft. So, yes, and by the way, I actually have found a really nice place, and all that that I think would actually accommodate all of us.
Cool. Hey, but yeah, even though
I'm not in your league, I totally would go anyway.
Oh yeah,
man,
Nicky,
you are a Rat Pack. Therefore, you automatically get it. You're automatically invited.
Well, I appreciate that, and at the very worst, if you guys are not the biggest sports bettors, then I could at least go play some sports bets, watch you guys draft, and go have some gin with pineapple juice and have it all weekend.
Hey, we could do that. I got, you know, we definitely could do that, man. But it definitely was something that we was planning on doing in 2020. And then everything, you know how all that went. So,
yep.
So hopefully, 2022 You know,
yes,
we make it happen. I think it's going to be good. If we could get everybody out there, that'd be awesome. And
Vegas is only a little hopper for both. For Nicholas Lane, Carlton Cook, and Sean Naylor.
Yeah,
driving
distance for them. I mean, they won't drive. If you wanted to, you could.
No,
but it's just
from where I live, no, driving is just like not an option. Like,
no,
not even doing it.
How long? Let's say hypothetically, you was a driving person. How long is that drive?
It's a good 20 hours or so.
Oh, never.
Whoa.
I didn't know it was that far.
I would say one way or so, but the thing is that it's just not a fun drive.
It's all mountains.
Like, once you get into to the border of California and you're cutting through Reno and then going down from Reno, dude, you have to stop for gas to Reno and then just hope your car gets to Vegas. Like, it's that desolate.
Really?
The state is.
What?
Yeah, it's really
I did
bad.
Not know that.
So there's no gas stations?
There's obviously some spots you can go and fill up, but it's not like you just go to a town and, whoop it up for a night and then drive to Vegas the next day. Like, you're just driving through the middle of nowhere for hours on end. Like, it's not a fun drive. So, in my profession in trucking, a lot of guys go through Nevada to get up to Oregon and Washington, there's just nothing there.
Damn. Yeah, that's,
wow.
That's not a drive, Dan. That's not a drive you want to make.
So,
flying is well worth it.
Yeah, and the flight is what, probably about 2 hours?
Yeah, it's only 2 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see. For me, where I'm at, I think it's like a three and a half hour flight.
For me, it's four, I think.
See, and that's well worth it. And that's well worth 2 days driving plus. So, it's not even a contest with how much time you save.
Oh, yeah. Eventually I do want to make that drive. But, see, I want to go down Route 66.
Route 66.
Yeah, I haven't really done too much of that before, but if I were you, and you would want to go see Mount Rushmore and then come down to Colorado and stuff like that, is kind of what you would do if you hadn't been to Mount Rushmore. But since I've been on the show, it's been a couple weeks. I've done 4 fantasy drafts. I have been hoarding LaMelo Ball rookie cards. Like, it's going out of style. Like, I am going to hoard. My goal is to hoard 50 LaMelo balls before the start of the season. And still, Ben Simmons has not been traded. Ben Simmons has not been traded. It's unbelievable. How can this just keep going on? Training camps in a few weeks. Just get this guy off your team and get it over with. I'm really shocked that Ben Simmons has not been traded yet.
What do you think they're waiting on? Do you think maybe the offer is not there, or there's not as much interest as people think? I mean, or they're trying to hold on to him and
it's gotta be,
hope that things work out.
I think it's just gotta be that. I think the reports are true that he's not gonna go to training camp, he's not gonna play preseason, he'll just be held out until he does get traded. I feel like those are pretty true reports. The thing is, what are the real discussions? Is it too much on one side to the other side, and that's the holdup? Like, that's probably it. Draft compensation, is Tyrese Maxey a part of the deal? Is he not part of the deal? Is Minnesota really going to trade for him? Like, is Portland actually going to trade CJ McCollum or Damian Lillard for him? Like, there's kind of a lot out there, and I just don't understand how it's taking so long. It shouldn't take this long for two GMs or three GMs if it's a three-way deal to figure out the details of, you know, contracts matching and whatnot. Like, I don't get it. I think Portland's just holding on to lost hope in the sense to where built, you know, a new head coach, Damian Lillard's almost at the breaking point of wanting to leave. At least that's what it looks like. CJ McCollum's trade value is kind of an all-time low because, you know, he was hurt for a bunch of weeks during the season last year. His contract is pretty high, and he's not a number one guy. So I think Portland's kind of holding out false hope for what their outlook's going to be. And Minnesota needs a shakeup, to say the least. So I don't know. It's really weird that it's taking this long, but it's just going to drag it out and going to be worse.
Yeah, that's what to me it seems like. They're just dragging it out, man. We all know by now that it's not going to happen. And at least Ben Simmons' camp wants to move on. And I believe Philadelphia wants to move on. But, you know, I heard Ben Simmons' trade demands, and his trade demands doesn't fit with the type of player he is. So maybe that's the holdup. You're talking, you know, Golden State, Golden State, L.A., both L.A. teams and Golden State, because you want to be out in California. There's no way you'll play for Golden State. That's not – they have a Ben Simmons. His name is Draymond Green. So
And I think at the end of the day, it's just Wiggins, Wiseman, and a couple of the young guys are just not enough to get Ben Simmons. So Philly's just not going to say yes to that just to get rid of Simmons. So then, like, if it's out of only the California teams, I mean, Sacramento is really the only logical option. But, you know, Philly doesn't want Hield and Bagley in picks, even though the Kings picks historically would be pretty good picks to get. But I just don't think Philly wants to go that direction, and it doesn't sound like the Kings want to trade De'Aaron Fox. And I mean, I can't blame them. So it's kind of a stonewall at that point because the Clippers don't have anybody outside of George and Kawhi that are worth anything in the trade market. And, of course, the Lakers are just patched together by one-year deals. So I just don't see Simmons going to a California team, not even Sacramento. I don't think that's going to happen either. It just sounds like it's Portland or Minnesota or nothing else. And I mean, OKC can offer anything, but I just don't see that happening either. So it's really just sounds like Portland or Minnesota. And outside of that, I would just be surprised. I would just be very surprised on, you know, a team offering up like a Jaylen Brown and other stuff, or like, you know, Detroit wouldn't offer anything for him. Cleveland has a million centers, so that doesn't work. So I just think over time you're just going to run out of options, and you're only going to be dealing with a couple teams.
Yeah, I agree with you there, man. It's just at some point, as you said, there's got to be a resolution to all this, because we just neither one of us or anybody else plans on seeing Ben Simmons back in a 76ers jersey. So something has to happen. As you said, he will probably hold out, force the hand. But you know, it's one of those situations. Right, we saw what happened in the playoffs. We saw how the fans was treating them after the game. It's Philadelphia. And as a young player, you can't return to that situation because it's just Debbie, it's a career killer. So we knew it. Everybody else knew it. He had to move on and start anew. So hopefully, sooner than later, because as you said, we're like less than 2 weeks away from training camp. And no moves has been made. So he's kind of, you know, fighting from behind already.
Also, I would just like to analyze the trade and just move on with the topic.
Yeah, you're right.
If that's possible, just stop with the rumor. Just get the deal over with. We can talk about it. Talk about it, you know, with some detail, and then get ready to talk about division previews. Like, geez, get over with by now.
Don't you say they holding you up, huh?
Yeah, I would say a little bit. Hey, I know with William and I talking outside of the show how excited he is for Jalen Suggs, but Derek, I didn't really get any kind of reaction or what you kind of thought about the Jalen Suggs pick and how he kind of fell where Scotty Barnes went to Toronto. And I think it's just going to take time for Scotty Barnes to have a pretty good impact in the league, where Jalen Suggs, I think, can have an impact right away. And I just want to see kind of how you thought about that pick.
I really haven't even thought about it. I really haven't.
You haven't thought about it?
No, bro.
You haven't thought about it? What? Steve-o.
Dude, Steve-o. Listen. What?
No, man. One of the highest impact players to come onto the Magic team in a very long time.
I know, man,
you
but
haven't
I've been.
Thought about it?
Man, listen, I've been so busy, bro. We're starting the NFL season, right? I haven't really analyzed the NBA draft, dude. I ain't really even analyzed the NFL season, like the 53-man roster. I don't even know the moves that's been made from a lot of the teams. Like, I'm going into this season not really blind, but I don't know a whole lot about any of these teams outside of how they finished last season. I don't know, any other. I know some of the impact rookies and. They talked a lot about the quarterback position, so I understand. I know a little bit about that. But you know how I am with the NFL preseason, bro. I'm checked out until they start playing actual games. So, that's more how I float with the NFL preseason. But the NBA, I'm gonna need some education because I know he was a good player. I know he's a good player that they drafted and one of the best in the draft. But I don't know much about him individually from a skill set standpoint. I haven't really watched him play. Like I didn't. You know, college basketball last season. This is why me and William just had this conversation earlier. And it's a different atmosphere trying to watch college sports with no fans than it is trying to watch professional sports with no fans. So I didn't really even get into watching a whole lot of college basketball last season until tournament time. Because there was no energy in the games. And the freaking the student section is the place to be with college basketball. That's the energy of the whole arena. So it was a different experience for me watching college basketball last season. So I got a little bit of homework to do on the young man, because I really don't know a whole lot about him.
Well, I would say that the Magic went from having Markelle Fultz and about nobody else at point guard now to kind of, you know, an enrichment of a point guard situation. You know, they got Fultz, they got Jalen Suggs, and they have RJ Hampton as well. So I think that the Magic have, a trio that is just going to be, they're going to be hungry. They're going to be building. They're going to have a losing record. They're not going to have a good record this season, but this is a big stepping stone season for them when it comes to the player development, especially who gets more playing time. And it's a pretty big development year, and it's also going to show you what guys who's still going to be on the team or who has a bright future. Or in Terrence Ross's case, I think he's a trade candidate at some point during the season, where if he plays good enough to start the season, I think you can get a first round pick out of him.
Yeah, I knew, in the summer league, Suggs was playing well before he injured his thumb, and then that was pretty much it for him for the summer league. But I am excited to see him play and develop, and hopefully the Orlando Magic can do right and not, give away another good player.
Derek, yeah. I will give you a comparison for Jalen Suggs. Thank Drew Holiday.
Okay.
And you have. To me, you have Jalen Suggs. They are very similar. Is that a fair assessment, Nikki Bucket?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair comparison. I think Suggs is just one of those guys that if you're playing pickup ball, he just does all of the little things for you not to lose. And it just feels like that's kind of the player that Jalen Suggs is, or that wants to be. And I think that's a pretty fair comparison, because Drew Holiday is just that type of guy. He's just that guy that just won't let you win or won't let you lose. So to get a player like that from the Magic is pretty big, especially on a team that is young, they're hungry. They have a lot of guys, they have some guys that are improving, or some guys like in Fultz's case is obviously in his second city, and he got a contract, but he still has to prove himself coming off his ACL. So when you have a winner and a winner's mentality and a guy, I also like to think he's more of a Kyle Lowry type player. And if you get a guy like that on a young team that is learning how to win, then that's fantastic. I think it's actually a big shot in the arm, because I feel like, yeah, Scottie Barnes is a terrific talent, and the Magic would have had this really nice talent like they have in Jonathan Isaac, but maybe they didn't need him. Maybe they got lucky and they needed a Jalen Suggs. And it looks like to me they got a little lucky, because Suggs was not supposed to be there at five. So I really think it's a perfect match for the Magic, and they you know, they're going to win like 24 to 26 games roughly in that range. But all you're going to care about is, like, you know, is Wendell Carter going to get better? Will Markelle Fultz perform pretty well off his ACL? You know, what is, you know, can RJ Hampton give you more than 20 minutes a night and not be out of control? But also, you got to see, you know, can Jalen Suggs lead your team? And I think the answer is yes, he can. So to get a bona fide leader and a really, I think, a really good talent at 19 years old is a huge win for the Magic in that draft. Because I'll tell you, the 2022 draft is slim pickings. It's not a good draft. It is like one of those things where if you get the number one pick, you want to trade out of it as fast as possible. It is not a good draft. The 2023 draft, you want to have as many bites at the apple, if you want to say it that way, as you can possibly get. That's how I would put it.
Yeah, I haven't heard much on you know, usually they're ahead of the game. And as soon as the 21, the draft is over for that year, they're already talking about the next draft as far as, you know, talent coming out and whatnot. And I haven't heard much from a talent pool standpoint for next draft class. So that's a telling sign there.
You just want 2023. It's like you want to fast forward a year, because 2022 might have two pretty decent players, and then after that, it is absolutely like painful to make a pick. But 2023, you got a clear top five, maybe a sixth guy that all of them can be, you know, extremely good talent, multiple all-star type talented players, where 2022, like, you're going to be struggling in the top 10 to find a guy that can play garbage time. It feels like it just doesn't, they're just, I obviously I'm a little exaggerating there, but the point is that outside of Chet Holmgren and another 7-foot center that are coming out for the 2022 year, it's really bare, where 2023 has just 4 to 5 bona fide all-star players.
Yeah, every now and then you get, you know, one of them down years in the draft. Next year just happened to be that year.
So I wanted to ask you guys something, since I'm not in your fantasy league. How did your fantasy draft go? Because I know you guys give William a bunch of crap, so I wanted to see how that kind of went.
Well, my fantasy draft went pretty good.
Wait, what's that? Oh, yeah. I have to go trim my rose garden. I'll talk to you guys later.
Well, just for starters, William took three Buccaneers.
Oh, man.
See? I mean, he took Brady, Chris Godwin, and Mike Evans.
You know what I really like?
What's that?
I like Oreo cookies. What about you guys? Do you guys like Oreo cookies?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, nice big glass of milk.
Sure.
Oh, okay. You know what else I like? I like the fall. What about you guys?
So you're saying you like Oreo cookies and milk in the same draft? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I tried to change the subject because I don't want to talk about it. I screwed up bad. I took way too many receivers.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's got like nine or ten wide receivers.
Nah, it's not that many.
Oh. Seven or eight.
It's a fair amount.
Yeah, so let's look at William Graves.
Let's not.
Let's look at William Graves' roster here.
No, we really don't need to look at it.
I think we need to address William Graves' roster here. So
I'm sure the listeners would like to hear about like how entertaining it is to sit watch paint drying or. Our grass
okay,
growing.
No.
They want to hear how crappy you got.
So let's hear it. Hold on.